Colors abound as hibiscus, impatiens, and drift roses put on a show at the LSU Ag Center's Hammond Research Station. The station opened its doors to landscapers and gardeners to inform and show them the latest ornamentals and woody plants. A goal of the station is to find the best plants for Louisiana's growing conditions. Station Director Regina Bracey.
It's tough to grow plants in Louisiana, so just evaluating them to see if they're going to survive the heat is a big deal.
While many of the plants were at their peak during the field day, researchers pointed out that not all of their trials were successful, and they let attendees know how to avoid potential disasters in their own landscapes. Gardener Mary Elliott.
They show the things that didn't make it. If there's pest problems, they bring your attention to that.
The station is a trial site for the Louisiana Superplants Program. Plants that earn this designation are well-suited for Louisiana's hot, humid climate. LSU Wax Center horticulturist Alan Owings says one of this year's releases is drift roses.
They are very resistant to black spot. They're less susceptible to Cercospora leaf spot. They're good bloomers. They're nice, contained 2 to 3 foot by 3 to 4 foot growth habit. So we really like the landscape characteristics of the drift roses.
Seeing how large or small the plants are at full maturity also helps landscapers in planning their designs. Kevin Taylor owns a landscaping business.
When you go out and get something and trial it at a client's home, you can come and see it here after it's been planted for a while, see exactly what it does, what the concerns are, and they'll let you know whether it's a good idea to put it in the landscape or not.
Other super plants for this fall include willow oak and diamonds blue delphiniums. With the LSU Wax Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.